Welcome to the MSJC Internet Authoring Podcast.
We here at the MSJC Internet Authoring Program received an excellent question this week from a student named Chris. We felt the answer would be of benefit to everyone in the program, so we included it here in this week's Internet Authoring Podcast. Chris's question reads, I read an article about HTTP 2 and how it will soon be released and implemented in web browsers and websites. I was wondering if you knew anything about it, and how or if it will affect web authors, as we are learning to be. Excellent question, Chris. First, let me say, I am glad that you're reading beyond just the materials provided for your class. That is the best way to keep current in the web mobile application development field. The answer to your question is like most answers to technical questions. It depends. It depends on whether you're writing code to create a new user agent or web browser like Chrome or Internet Explorer, or a new web server like Microsoft's Internet Information Server or the open source Apache. In those cases, HTTP 2 will have a dramatic impact on how you write code. However, most web and mobile application developers are writing applications which simply utilize HTTP to exchange data between user agents and web servers, a process which does not require much, if any, knowledge of the actual HTTP protocol. With that said, understanding the impact of improvements offered by HTTP 2 are helpful to application developers. One of the many goals of HTTP 2 is to reduce the number of requests a user agent has to submit to a web server in order to retrieve all of the assets, like images, JavaScript files, CSS, audio and video files, etc., that an app needs in order to load and run on the user agent. The problem created by HTTP 1 and its successor, 1.1, lies in the fact that they are both stateless protocols, meaning user agents can't make a single connection to the web server in order to retrieve all the needed assets of an application. Instead, multiple requests, and thereby multiple connections to the web server, need to be made to download all of an app's assets to the user agent before the user agent can display and make functional the app to the user. This would be like you having to come to campus for each and every file you might need to complete a class assignment. For example, say you had to complete an assignment which required you to have several pre-built files, say an HTML file, a CSS file, and an image file. Using the current HTTP methodology, you would need to make a trip to campus to get the HTML file and then go home. Then you would come back to campus a second time to get the CSS file and then again go home. Then you would come back to campus a third time to get the image file and then go home. Obviously, it would be better if you only had to make one trip to campus to get all the files you needed to complete your class assignments. Solving this issue of repeated connections is one of the main goals of HTTP 2. In HTTP 2, user agents will be able to establish a single connection with a web server in order to request and thereby download all of the necessary files to load and run an application. I hope this helps you to better understand the impact that HTTP 2 will have on your web development career. We will keep you abreast of this and many other web development topics in the coming weeks. So be sure to subscribe to the Internet Authoring Podcast site in order to keep current on the many changes as they occur on the ever-changing World Wide Web.